Now we find here, as we come to this chapter, that background, let me read. Then came together unto him the Pharisees and certain of the scribes which came from Jerusalem. Now you'll notice that the impression that our Lord has made on Jerusalem has brought these men out of Jerusalem to the place where he was ministering in Galilee. And also, it will take them across the Jordan River into the area of Decapolis, that is, where there were 10 cities. We'll see that in a moment. Now, verse 2, and when they saw some of the disciples eat bread with defiled, that is to say, with unwashen hands, they found fault. For the Pharisees and all the Jews, except they wash their hands off, eat not, holding the tradition of the elders. And when they were come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. And many other things there be which they have received to hold, as the washing of cups and pots and brazen vessels and of tables. Now let's look at that for just a moment, because this is quite interesting, I think, here, that a crisis is arising about the person of Christ, or the person of Jesus. The opening statement here reveals, then came together unto him the Pharisees, certain of the scribes. And back in chapter 6, at verse 30, we saw that the apostles gathered together unto Jesus and told him all things that they had done. You see, it's coming to a crisis now. He has sent them out. They've come back and reported. And now there's coming out to him. And there's bound to be here a confrontation between the Lord Jesus and his followers and the Pharisees and their followers. And they were two groups, therefore, coming together around him. The first group was made up of his friends, his followers, and those who loved him. And the second group comprised his enemies who sought to destroy him. It has ever been this way. There are two groups, those who trust him and those who reject him. And that's true today. And very personally, what group are you in? It makes all the difference in the world. It's not whether you're a member of a church or been through a ceremony. What's your relationship to Jesus Christ? That's the thing that's all important. Now, this obviously was a special delegation from Jerusalem, and they were sent to Galilee to spy upon Jesus. Now, they were the intellectual opponents sent to trap the Lord Jesus. And believe me, the way that our Lord defended himself is to me another proof of his deity. Never man spake as he spake. That's the testimony of his enemies. Now, it wasn't difficult for them to find some fault, of course, for Jesus entirely ignored their tradition. Now, what was their tradition? They were actually not criticizing the disciples here for a breach of etiquette. It wasn't Emily Post that was bothering them, but the fact that the Lord was not having them keep the traditions, which was an interpretation of the Old Testament. And this was ceremonial cleansing and hadn't anything to do with a sanitary measure. And Mark explains for the benefit of the Romans that this custom of ceremonial cleansing was peculiar to Israel. And it was. God gave them a great deal about cleansing. When we go back, when we finish Mark, we'll go back to Leviticus. And Leviticus is, to my judgment, one of the most important books in the Bible. Now, when we go back there, we're going to find out that cleansing was very important. We'll see why. That God was teaching them a great lesson in that. Now, they have built tradition on that at this time. They had built up a tradition that was supposed to be an interpretation of the Mosaic law. And actually, some of them contended that Moses had given these traditions when he gave the law. And in time, these traditions became interpretations of the interpretations of the law. And, of course, eventually there was a wide departure from the intent of the law. Now, they had here something that is much in detail. Let's look at it. Verse 4, when they come from the market, except they wash, they eat not. and many other things there be which they have received, to hold as the washing of cups and pots, brazen vessels, and of tables. All of this. And it was a burdensome sort of thing, entirely outward. And the word, by the way, for washing is baptism. They baptize cups, pots, religious objects, even beds. Now, this is religion with a vengeance, friends. And you see, you get involved in going through a ritual of religion, and you forget that the whole purpose is that a human being might be made right with God, and there should be a relationship established. So many people will argue points of religion when it's the person of Jesus Christ that we should be concerned with.